This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قال المؤلف رحمه الله وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقيم الرجل الرجل من مجلسه ثم يجلس فيه ولكن تفسحوا وتوسعوا متفق عليه narrated ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said A man must not make another get up from his place and then occupy it himself, but you should spread out and make room. Agreed upon.
This hadith comes after several hadith talking about the etiquettes of gathering. So we talked about giving salam, then we talked about that being smiley and to be nice, have a good manner, a general. Then we went to a little bit specific talking about adam al-tanaji, that you don't, two people don't speak and leave someone out, the third person out, with them being involved in the conversation or taking a permission from him. Or it is an obvious that he's not supposed to be part of the conversation. You remember last week we talked about that. Research sometimes, it's obvious you're not be supposed to be part of the conversation. So, for example, if I am with my wife, go to buy something, and the salesperson, it's obviously he's not supposed to listen what I'm talking to my wife about. He cannot say, oh, I need to know what you guys are talking about. It's obvious, you know. For instance, I go to... Salah's house, and he's talking to his son. I'm not supposed to, hey, you have to tell me what you guys telling you telling your son. It's obvious he's telling his son something in relation to that. Anyway, now the hadith, this third hadith, or the next hadith, hadith Azim, is very interesting, has a lot of rules related to it. وَهُوَ قَوْلُ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يُقِيمُ الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلَ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ الَّذِي يَجْلِسُ فِيهِ ثم يجلس فيه ولكن تفسحوا وتوسعوا that you're not supposed to ask another man or another person to get up from his place in order to take his seat, okay? But you should make room for each other and spread out. This hadith, al-Bukhari Muslim, reported by al-Bukhari Muslim, rahimahullah, فهو من أصح الأحاديث among the most authentic أحاديث لا يقيم طيب لا يقيم لا يقيم هذا نهي طيب here لا يقيم it means forbidding the person to do such thing And there is a riwayah of Tirmidhi, if I'm not mistaken. لا يقيمن الرجل. Not لا يقيم, لا يقيمن. النون هذه نون التوكيد. يعني it's a great emphasis on the importance of not to do such thing. So it's a very, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم making very assuring us and telling us, and he's very confirming it, by saying, do not ever ask someone to move from his place so you can sit in that person's place. Or someone else move someone from his place for someone to come to sit. So I come and move you out because, you know what, the boss is here, you know, or the sheikh is here, or the rich person is here, and so forth. Or he asked people to do it in his behalf. And al-Bukhari, naha an yuqama ar-rajulu min majlisihi. Al-Bukhari, he forbade that the person will be removed from his spot. So you remove him, or someone else on your behalf remove you. And one of the beautiful riwayat, قال لا يقيمن أحدكم أخاه. Can anybody tell me what's the beauty about this narration? He said, do not ask your brother to move from his spot in order for you to sit in his place. Every other narration, a person, a man. But this one said, your brother. What's the beauty of it? Why this narration is special? قال لا يقيمن مش الرجل لا يقيمن الرجل الرجل لا يقيمن الرجل أخاه. Remind you that we are all brothers. You don't treat me like a stranger. You know, who cares? Just move him from here. You know, I'm your brother. You should not treat me that way. You should not ask me to be moved just because you want space. Okay? So here, the brother, just to make it look so wrong for you to do this to a person, that person is your brother. لزيادة تقبيح الفعل. It make it so wrong for you to do that because you're doing it to your own brother. في رواية, in one of the narration, قال ابن جريج, يسأل نافع, one of the narrator of the hadith, ask نافع. He said, نافع reported this from ابن عمر. قال في يوم الجمعة, is this hadith related to the Friday prayer? You don't remove someone from his spot to sit in his place. Is this strictly or related only to Friday? Because, you know, on the Friday, the people want to be near the Prophet when he gives. So is that like only on Friday or in any gathering, in any seating, in masjid, outside the masjid? Then, قال نافع في الجمعة وغيرها. In جمعة, in any other day. طيب. Why he said this? Because there is another narration. لا يقيمن أحدكم أخاه يوم الجمعة ثم ليخالف إلى مقعده فيقعد فيه. Do not ask your brother to move from a spot on Friday in order for you to sit in his place. But here the mentioning of Friday is not to restrict the hadith only to Friday, because it's a common thing that people in the old days, you know, want to come late, but when they come late, they will remove or ask the people who came early to move from their spot in order for them, because they feel themselves from better tribe, rich, you know, leaders, whatever the case is, or they feel that they deserve this spot. No, they don't. Whoever came first, he deserved that place. وعند البخاري عن ابن عمر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى أن يقام الرجل من مجلسه ويجلس فيه آخر وفي رواية ويجلس فيه آخر في رواية one of the way that this رواية in البخاري was mentioned and you ask someone else to sit in it you say hey move please can you go back there is so and so coming you know out of honoring for that person so he can be sat so he can sit in your place. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن تفسحوا. Make a space, spread out. Okay? التفسح هو العطف. طيب. وعطف عليه عطف بيان. وفي رواية افسحوا. افسحوا. يعني make a space. تفسحوا وتوسعوا. تفسحوا أنت وسعوا is the same thing. That's why we call this in لغة العرب عطف البيان. يعني what's after the wow is same as what before it. Just another way of saying it. Okay? Why النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said it twice the same meaning? Make a space, spread out. Is to tell you that you always can accommodate people. You don't need to remove people from their spot. طيب. And there is a this who cares for لغة العرب, for the Arabic language, he said تفسحوا. This is different than ifsahu. Ifsahu, make a space. Tafassahu, can anybody tell me what itta, when it comes to the verb, what it means? In any ayah, any hadith, any poetry, any statement you read, whenever you see this ta al-mudara, ta, or ya, added to the verb, gives you an extra meaning. Anybody can tell me what it is? It means you double your effort. يعني try hard to make a space. Try hard. It's like, you know, how you come, sometimes you come and there is a space. You said, excuse me. And he's like, that's it? That's the only thing you can do? Yeah, he moved. You know, some people like, yeah, barely he moved. You know, is I hope, yeah, and I'm not bothering you. No, you're not. You know, يعني what you need to do, النبي قال تفسحوا فيها نوع من المضاعف. يعني مثلا في القرآن من one of my favorite verses, الله يقول في سورة السجدة تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعوننا خوفا وطمعا. مش جافة, مش تجافة, تتجافى. Two ta, double the effort. In what? In staying away from sleeping in the night. Because it's such a hard thing not to sleep the whole night. Not to sleep and to miss Qiyam al-Layl. It's such a hard thing. It required what? A lot of struggle. A lot of work. That's why these two ta came. Which it shows is not an easy task to make Qiyam al-Layl. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. And يا سلام. The verse said, الجفاء, which it means you leave something and you have no interest in it. That's الجفاء. There is جفاء بيني وبينك. There is فجوة. It means there is, you know, a space between us and the relationship is not very good. You know, kind of, we don't care for each other. That's جفاء. For you to reach to the level that you hate sleeping, that's required a lot of work. كان سفيان الثوري يقول لأن أرى شيطان أحب إلي من أن أرى وسادة. I would rather look at a shaitan but not to a bed or to a pillow. It's basically they just don't like it. They did not like the sleep because it takes them away from the Qiyam al-Layl. Anyway, so the ta, tafassahu, tawassahu, it means you put an effort really to make a space to accommodate your brothers and sisters. What we learn from this hadith? Number one, this hadith, like the previous ones, talk about some of the etiquettes of gathering. So when you come to people, you don't move them from their place. And you should not, النبي قال, ويقيم. You move someone from his place. And I notice that happen a lot. Sometimes you go to a place, and you know what? You want to leave your own space voluntarily for someone, fine. But sometimes I go, for example, to a gathering, Aza or Farah, whatever it is. And the host of the house, he goes to one of the guests, please move from here. And he take the guy out from the chair because he want to put the sheikh in the middle of the gathering. That's not right. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't do that. Unless the person himself voluntarily accept that. But you can't. That shows you that you should care for people's feelings. Yes, الناس مقامات والناس لهم معزة. People have different levels, ulama, scholars, leaders. You know, yes, I understand that. But also, everybody has dignity. Everybody should be respected. Everybody should be cared for. And it's not right for us just to remember what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did with Ibn Abbas. when he drank the milk and he looked at the right-hand side, he said, Ibn Abbas, what, 10 years old boy. He looked at his left-hand side, Sayyid Quraysh, the master of the Sahaba, the Sayyid Abu Bakr. But the right course of action is to give the milk to the right side, to whoever on your right side. But the culture, the etiquettes, the proper manners in that culture is to start with the elder, not the kid. But in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't do that. And he tried to accommodate both. And that's beautiful. Because sometimes people think that everything in the culture is doomed and bad and have to be canceled. It's not true. But al-hakim huwa al-shara, the sharia is the one above. So he looked to Ibn Abbas and he said, would you give me the permission to give your uncle, to give Abu Bakr first? Ibn Abbas said, no. As simple as that. He said, no. If it wasn't you, Ya Rasulullah, drinking after you, and you know, you just touch the milk and your saliva there and your lips with that cup, you know, or that, you know, bowl. This is something I can't give it to anyone else. I'll take my turn. I'm not going to let Abu Bakr take it. And Nabi give it to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something we should care for. This is one of the etiquette of gathering. By the way, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one moved the man from his spot. هذا الحديث ينطبق على الرجل والمرأة. Applied to men and women, no difference. So, فليس المرأة أن تقيم أختها. She's not allowed to move her sister from her spot in order for her to sit or someone else to sit. Type, why the Prophet said men? Because that's how the Arabic language is. We say men and we mean both gender. The default rules both go to both gender. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most of his interactions and most of the gathering that he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was the people who he's speaking to were men. So that's why he gave the example of what's commonly happened in his time, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. إذن الرجل هنا لا مفهوم له. طيب, question. Can a man move a woman from her spot? Or a woman move a man from his spot to sit? شرايك يا محمد؟ No, then it doesn't matter. Man, woman, the point is a person. Okay? So no person should remove someone else from his or her spot. طيب. أيضا هذا الحديث يشمل النبي قال أخاه, his brother. هذا ينطبق على الكبير والصغير. This applied to old and young. Famous and lame person. طيب. Unless it is your spot. Can anybody tell me, give me example of, you know what, this is a designated spot for that person. Give me example. Teacher, for example, this is the chair for the teacher. If the students come and sit on the teacher's chair, لا يا حبيبي, move. And if I come now and I found Abu Waleed sitting on my chair here, I said, Jazakallah khair, sit over there. You know, I'll sit in your place, in this place. That's my spot. Because it's designated for the teacher. Also, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam قال, أن صاحب البيت له رأس المجلس. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the honor, the host, or the honor of the house, or the head of the house, basically he deserve, or he should, the head of the setting reserved for him. And let's say they have a table. The head of that table in the center, that's his spot. Nobody should sit there without his permission. He can sit there, he can sit someone there, it's up to him. So he can move the person from there. طيب. Also, sometimes هذا الحديث يدل على شيء أعظم, يعني شيء قريب من الإقامة, من أنك تقيمه. Similar to it, it's not that you move him from his spot, يعني ask him to move, verbally, but sometimes people technically, they move you from your spot. يعني there is a very tiny space between you and the one next to you. And mashallah, Waleed comes with his, like, you know, 40-inch, whatever it is, and I come and sit in between you. And all of a sudden, you find yourself like this. You know, well, your legs is up because هذا يعني إقامة للشخص يعني يدخل فيه مزاحمة الشخص. When you make things very hard for him as well, very inconvenient for them. طيب, that's why sometimes يعني when I even in salah, some people try to come in between the two while we're standing up. There is no space really. Alhamdulillah, يعني the line is big. There is no space for you to come in between me and the person. It is like, we're really like, you know, yes, we're not like tight, but there is no space for someone like at my size. Because if you stand up in between us, we're going to do the whole salah like this. You know, or like this. That's not correct. يعني سد الفرج, fill the gap. Not the gap between my legs, but the gap between, you know, between me and the person next to me. It's not like I pray like this. That's not what this hadith means. So here, this hadith also we can learn from it, is don't sit like, mashallah, a love seat. There is already three people there, khalas. Ya Habibi, they cannot have four people. Okay, so you can, and you understand from the hadith, that's a very beautiful etiquette. It's to be what? Considerate of people feeling. At-tafassuh fil majalis is one of the etiquette that we learn from this hadith, which is, it is a good manner to make space for people. To make space. It's a good manner that we come closer to one another so I can accommodate you. It means something, it's a very beautiful etiquette. I don't know if you guys travel as much as I do. I travel a lot. Some airports, like for example, if you travel Terminal B in Houston from IH, that's tiny area, especially the old area, it's not renovated yet. There is no much chair. And mashallah, everybody sitting or you go to some lounges, okay? He sat his coat on the chair next to him. And his bag and, you know, laptop bag and the chair next to him. And you look for a place to sit. And he's like stretching himself up. And you have eye contact, wallahi, and he doesn't even care. Or she doesn't even care. Ma fi adab. Adab al-nubuwa, subhanAllah. Adab al-Islam teach us that when we see someone looking for a spot, we make a spot for him. Please come. In the bus, and you see someone like, you know, need for a place to sit, you make a space for the person. And the Quran speaks about this concept, not only in the Sunnah. Yani هذا الحديث goes alongside with what's in the Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم. يا سلام, سورة المجادلة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, who you believe, if you've been asked to make a space, do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a space for you. What that means, يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. What space that Allah will make for us? Al-qabr, ya salam, in the grave. Also, space in this dunya, so you live relaxing. Space in your house, you have a spacious house, you have a space. You know, things are not tight on you in your life. لَأَنَّ الْجَزَاءَ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ. See, something simple like this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a great amount of reward. Also, one other thing, that it's not something you should look for. It's not something you should be proud of, that people will be removed from their spots for you. Yani sometimes you go to a gathering, and I'm like, mashallah, Sheikh Waleed, blah, blah, blah. And I go, and nobody moved from his spot. And they did not let me sit alone. And they're basically in the most important position in the gathering. I feel bad. Why did they didn't do that? I wish that they do that for me. That's haram. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سره أن يتمثل له الناس قياما فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Those who are so happy when people stand up for them, when people like leave their spots for them. If this is how you feel, and you feel so happy for that, you should expect no place in the Day of Judgment except a space in hellfire. Don't be happy for that. Don't look forward for that. If it happened, alhamdulillah. Don't feel bad that you are in the line. Because also it's not sitting. This hadith also apply to line. Some people they feel insulted to be in the standing up in the line. And a sheikh stand up in the line. I should, cross all the line, go to the top directly. I'm a rich person, I'm a big donor, I'm this, I'm the boss. Why would it be in the line? This arrogance is not correct. And Islam teaches us not to be arrogant, to be down to earth. It's ironic, I was looking into a host of it's a comedy, sarcastic kind of political sarcasm, a show showing two pictures, of two leaders and two media outlets. The first media outlet in Middle East, one of the country's leader of that Middle Eastern country, was in Russia. And the whole entire media, for a whole day, focusing one thing on, which is how Putin, the president of one of the biggest country in the world, opened the car door for the president of that country. Oh my God. He opened the door for him. He opened the car door for him. He was showing him. It shows that our man is so important and the most important person in the world because Putin did this to him. The other image of the media that focused on the prime minister of, I'm not sure if it's Denmark or Holland, one of the two, Holland, was walking and he dropped the coffee in the building. He dropped his coffee. So he didn't just let it go. It's accident, he dropped the coffee. Spill his coffee. So he went and they said, okay, we'll take care of it. He said, no, I dropped the coffee, I cleaned it up. So he went and he took the mop and he cleaned up the coffee. Okay, so he cleaned the coffee. And the media show how the janitors were so happy, like he worked with them. So you see the two pictures. That's so arrogant. It's all about showing off, it's all about showing power, it's all about arrogance. While, subhanAllah, when you are down to earth, when you just act normal, actually you became loved by people and respected by people. This hadith also shows a very important principle in life, which is هذه قاعدة عظيمة وأصل من أصول التعامل. أنا أعتبرها one of the most fundamental principles that govern relationships. And I'm not exaggerating by this introduction, which is every one of us has a responsibility to fulfill. You do your job, and I do my job. The problem happened when I only focus on you to do your job, and I'm not doing my job. Problem is when I don't do my job because you're not doing your job. So we both do two wrongs. Everybody should fulfill his responsibility. So your responsibility. Islam told you, you're not allowed to move someone from his space. But in the same time, Islam told those who are sitting to make a space for the person who's standing. So he didn't leave it like that. Okay, you cannot move someone from his spot. And period. No. There is a responsibility on the people who are sitting when they see the brother standing is to, or sister, to make a space for him. Subhanallah, see how the balance is. Sharia always like that. There is a great scholar in Islam from Syria. His name is Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah. Visited us at that time in Saudi Arabia. So when I, in one of the setting, I came to kiss his hand. And it's not in our culture to kiss anybody's hand. And even we, my culture, we don't kiss even our dad's hand. It's not part of the culture that I was raised on. Our scholars, we don't kiss their hand, we kiss their heads. Father, he kisses his head, but not hand. Anyway, but the Sheikh, the Syrian people, very famous to do that. And he wrote, I read a paper that he wrote about this concept, kissing the hand and what is allowed, and some narration from a Salaf. And I was like, I want to show off a little bit in front of him and tell him that I read all your, you know, your research about it. So I came to the Sheikh, rahimahullah, and I grabbed his hand to kiss it. Because the Sheikh said one of the conditions when you kiss somebody's hand, you're not allowed to make ruku'. You take the hand and you raise it and you kiss the hand. But you don't like to like this. Okay? So I did that, and all of a sudden, he's a big man, mashallah. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He pulled his hand from me. He's a big man. And he's way bigger than me. He's at least six, four, six, three. Okay. Big shoulder, mashallah. Blue eyes, kind of colored eyes, like reddish. European. He's from East Europe. So, when he pulled his hand, I got kicked. It's just a college student. I said to the Sheikh, I'm sorry, did I do anything wrong? I read what you wrote and you did. I started throwing it and then this whole thing that he wrote about it. Then he taught me a great lesson. He said, Ya Ibni, Inta am bit'addi wajibak. My son, you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Your responsibility is to honor the scholar and to respect and to show the respect. My responsibility is to be humble, is to be down to earth. It's not to give you my hand. Everybody has role. Everybody has responsibility. And subhanAllah, this is how Islam balanced things. The more Islam give you rights, put responsibility on you. In Islam, we don't have only, you know, the leaders and the president and the governors and the, you know, the leader of the country, mashallah, have all these rights. No, they have responsibility. The citizen, we don't only have rights, we also have responsibilities. Okay? Parents, they don't only have rights, they also have responsibilities. Children, they don't only have responsibilities, they also have rights. Husband, he's not only have rights, also has responsibilities. Woman, wife, they don't only have rights, they also have responsibilities. So it's very interesting how salespersons, Al-ba'i' wal-mushtari, the one who buy, the one who sell. Islam built a balance like this in every aspect of life. And this concept today, had al-mizan, this balance is not, you know, set properly, unfortunately. And if you think of it this way, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from me, and that's what I should be fulfilling. And you think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you, and so on. Okay. Al-Islam in this hadith show you that you're not allowed to move someone from his spot in a public place, in a like masjid. In public place, you're not allowed to move someone from his spot, okay, to sit in it. Why? Out of respect for that person's space, out of respect for their feeling, okay? And so he will feel that welcomed. He feel that his possession, because he possessed the spot, his possession is respected and honored. This is in public space. What do you think Islam will say about respecting your private space? About your private possessions? Definitely it's more protected. More respected. You can't just go and move people from their homes by force, like we've seen in some countries, where people will be removed completely from their homes, from their areas, and you know, regardless, they don't care. In one of the countries, I saw something very strange. I saw a wall, run through in the quarter of a house. Yani it's, I've never seen anything like that. I saw it with my own eyes. Let's say this is the house. There is a wall run here. Literally break the living room. I asked the kid, how this, like, how's your neighbor expanded this way? I know it's hot in this country, but yani, and I never heard that the heat made asphalt extend, but not a wall to move. Anyway, he said, Wallahi, Sheikh Waleed, I came in the morning and I found it this way. Why? His neighbor, I don't know, there is something in the land he want, and he decided to go. He said, go do whatever. He's a very powerful person, like a prince, whatever it is. You know, nobody can touch him. I'm untouchable. This is not to move me from my spot, that you're moving me from my house. It's like when you go and you put a fence around somebody's property. And he said, that's my property. Yeah, you have nothing here. كيف يعني هؤلاء عند الله? What those people expect in the Day of Judgment? Also, this hadith, because in the Nabi qal, tafassahu, make a space. It shows you that you're not supposed to take more than your space when you sit, especially if it's a crowded area. And if it's a crowded area, you don't put your bag here and bag here, and you're like, do like this just to make sure, you know what, nobody bother me in the salah. Wallahi, I see people in salat sometimes, he open his legs like this, and like, Allah, why? So he doesn't want anybody to even think about it. That's not a proper etiquette, okay? And also some people stretch their legs, you know, and lay on the side. And sometimes, you know, because of travel, I see all these funny things. You know, you pass by someone, he's taking two spots, like in the two seats. And when he see you coming, he act like sleeping, you know, so you don't wake him up, you know. We should care for other people to accommodate them and not to let them suffer. قال ابن أبي جمرة هذا اللفظ عام في المجالس لكنه مخصوص بالمجالس المباحة. بمعنى, this is in public places, masjid, class, okay, gathering which is open for the public, park, okay, but a private setting, no. This hadith doesn't apply to a private setting. And you go to a private setting, you find your name tag on a on a chair, or it says these chairs are reserved. Okay? And this is correct, this is allowed, this is permissible to be done. Okay. By the way, I just wanted to apply this to, as general as you want, as you can think. Car. Sometimes people move people from the front to the back, not because of the size or anything, no, because this is an honor person. You can't do that without a permission from the person. And by the way, that permission also sometimes is embarrassing. And he's not going to say no. But inside his heart, he really doesn't want to move. So make sure that you take that in consideration. لَأَنَّ مَا أُخِذَ بِسَيْفِ الْحَيَاءِ فَهُوَ ظُلْمٌ. Anything that you take it because you embarrass someone, that's not a true permission. You just embarrassed me. You know, you come and you embarrass me to do something for you. That's not a permission. That's not I did it willingly. You just embarrassed me. It's like when mother, for example, threaten you. If you don't do that, I'll be angry at you for the rest of my life. That's not like I'm doing it willingly. I'm not doing it because I'm been forced to do it. As we said, any place that it is private setting, you're not allowed to claim it. Let's say you go to a theater number, okay, or you go to a show which has seating numbers or seating tickets or something like that. It's based on what's been designated for you. Huh? Reserve parking. Very good. Reserve parking as well. Like anybody park in my spot, I make him get out from his spot to respect that rule. Very good point. Also, this hadith shows that you're not supposed also to, as I said, to take more space than your personal. And also, ulama rahimahullah said this hadith also give you the indication that you're not allowed to reserve spots that you're not supposed to be reserving. Yani, for instance, I don't know if you guys know that or not, in Mecca, because of the crowd, what people do, they ask someone to put a spot here, a spot here, a spot here for him. Why? Because akhuna fillah want to stay 1.5 hours back in the hotel. Then he comes 5 minutes before the iqamah, and this spot was reserved for him. And they pay 50 riyals for it a night. And you know how they reserve it? They pay people. Actually, in the last 10 days, it can go to 500 riyals a night. And what do you do? A guy will sit in his place because people will not wait. He sit, and he pay 500. When he comes, this guy stand up and leave, and this person sit in his spot. I mean, it's not haram, but as long as he's going to leave, that's fine for me. I don't care. But what I don't think is correct is to make reservations. You know, you come here because one of the best places for Jumu'ah is to be near the Imam. So you come and you reserve this and this and this, or the prime location. You know, I know Muhammad Sa'ad comes late in Jumu'ah, so I'm going to reserve the wall for him. This prime location, because you sit and you put your back against it, you know, to relax. I give you the prime locations of the masjid. Or you know what, in Ramadan, please, when you go in Ramadan, make sure you reserve the spot in front of the fan, because it's cold, you know. Yeah, you want that spot, come early. But don't prevent someone who came early from it, because you just want to come late. That's not correct. So ulama rahimahullah said, that's not right. It's not right also is to take the right of people and to not respect people. One of the things that I will never forget, since we mentioned some of my teachers, there's another teacher of mine, his name is Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Abdullah bin Baz, rahimahullah, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, I remember the first time I ever met him was on dinner. And we had dinner together. Then after that, we had lunch, And one thing I still remember about the lunch, that in the gathering, we have a big, you know, a big circle around a big serving plate, like huge one, about 10, 13 people around it. I still remember, I was maybe high school at that time, okay? So just a kid from high school, and another person with me. Then with us was a couple of people from the royal family of Saudi Arabia. With us, a minister from some foreign country, African country. With us, a very high rank in the military. I wouldn't remember or know at that time what kind of, but very, very well respected by the people in the military with him, you know. And I would never forget that the brother next to me was someone from the subcontinent area. And he was just a simple worker in the street. You can tell from the dress, from the way he dressed, the way he looked. And we all putting our hands, eating together from the same plate. That's Sheikh Baz's gathering. You would never, nobody move someone, hey, this is rich, this is that. No. And once they came to the Sheikh Baz, they said, yeah, Sheikh, you let all those people, workers and janitors and people in the street, eat with the people here. And you have a lot of dignitary people come. The Sheikh, every single lunch is for public. He never had lunch by himself or with his family for at least 30, 40 years. Never in his life. Rahimahullah. Even when he travels, he opened the door for people to join him for lunch. He never had lunch by himself with his family. Alone. He's always with the people. Dinner, he spent certain days with the family. Anyway, so they told him, Sheikh Yani, if you let the workers and those like, you know, they work, Saudi Arabia is very hot and people sweat and stuff. If you can let them eat in the other room, I will never forget what he said. He said, if you don't like it, you can come for dinner. Lunch is for everybody. You can have a private dinner with me, you can ask me, you can, but this is for, I don't tell people, you go there, you go. Whoever comes first, eat. That's the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is the sunnah. As I said, ulama rahimahumullah used this hadith to talk about the ruling of at-tahajjur, or at-tahjir, which it means, at-tahajjur, it means is to reserve a spot for someone in a masjid or a public place. Let's say you put like cane in the old days, they put a carpet, like sajada for salah, you know, whatever, you know, you put anything that this is, you know, my spot, don't sit here, okay? Let's say Thursday night after we pray Isha, you come and you put here something, this is my spot. Khalas, don't come here. Is that allowed or not allowed? Al-Hanabila, they said it's allowed. There's no really proof to say it's not allowed. It's allowed to reserve a spot for yourself in public place. Because the place is big. There's other spots people can take. And if you reserve a spot, you have right over this spot. The second opinion, and this is majority of the fuqaha, said it's not allowed. As a matter of fact, Shaykh al-Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said it's haram. It's not allowed, and it's forbidden. And as well as Shaykh al-Sa'di rahimahullah. And he said it's not allowed. And I do believe that there is a middle path into this, which is, number one, if there is a plenty of space and you reserve a spot for you, okay, and alhamdulillah, this is not going to harm anyone else, it is okay. But if it's going to cause inconvenience or there is no spot space like Mecca, Medina, you know, or in Ramadan, you know, it's completely full, there's no space, you're not allowed. You know, and sometimes we line up in the haram, and that spot is empty. Why? Because there is something basically left there. A shma or a hat or something. So nobody touch it. Nobody allowed to come. We say if there is a plenty of space and it's not going to cause any disturbing or harm, yes. But if it does, no. Number two, we say if you are in the masjid, but you left to get something from the car or you left to make wudu and coming back, you're allowed to leave something in your spot. So you know what? I'm just coming back. You know, I came early into fundraising and this is my seat and I'm sitting next to the speaker. But you know what? I want to go to the bathroom. What? I'm going to hold it the whole dinner, fundraising dinner? No, I'm going to, I'm going to put something here to basically reserve this spot for myself and I will come back. That's fine. But to be staying at home and you just come to the last minute and you know that there is a spot, reserve a spot for you from yesterday, no, that's not correct. And I think that's a fair middle, a position in the middle in between the two. Also, this hadith, al-ulama rahimahullah said, do not apply to people who are insane. And if somebody will, like a kid, who will be sitting in a place and he will make a disturbing to the class, okay, you can remove them. Or somebody majnoon, insane, safih, he can be removed. Somebody starts shouting and making noise and making like he can be removed from the gathering. And you said, hey, you need to move from the spot. Al-ulama rahimahullah said, one of the reasons why Al-Islam said this ruling, because Al-Islam doesn't want anything that can cause hardship between people. And negative feelings. That's why we don't talk in private too and leave the third. So the third will not think, oh, they're talking about me, they backbite me, they plot against me, they're making fun of me. No. Even if they don't, we close that door for the shaitan. Also, when you, hey, move from here. Or you say, hey, move, let me sit this person. How that will make you feel? Like I'm not worth anything. Where is my karama? Where is my dignity? Where is my respect? So Islam doesn't want this kind of negative feeling to be exist in the heart of the person. I will never forget a story a brother told me in Medina. You guys familiar with Ar-Rawda, that's right? Which is in Mecca. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ma bayna minbari wa bayti rawda min riyad al-jannah." What's between my house and the minbar, rawda min riyad al-jannah. And by the way, there is nothing in the sunnah says or suggested that we pray there or read Quran there or make dua there. I don't know any difference between making salah in that spot or any other spot in the haram. I don't know any proof to make that spot, a salah or a dua or a dhikr in this place is in any difference than any other place. I don't know why people fight so much over it. Riyad al-Jannah, Allah, I can tell you a lot of Riyad al-Jannah. This is one of Riyad al-Jannah. In Nabi Qan, إِذَا مَرَتُوا بِمَجَالِسِ الذِّكِ فَرْتَعُوا فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ Riyad al-Jannah. The point was, the Prophet said, from my house to my member, رَوْضَ مِنْ Riyad al-Jannah. Because at that time, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's basically was almost the biggest bulk of the masjid. يعني those who come early to the masjid, they will be in Rawda min Riyad al-Jannah to encourage them. But we never heard that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum cared to pray in that specific spot or made any special treatment to this spot. In any case, my friend waiting in line for 30, 40 minutes until he got his turn to pray there. It was completely full. And he's sitting and waiting for the Salah. And this brother is standing. He doesn't have no spot to sit. He's like, keeps telling him, please, please, please. So he said, I felt bad for him. So what I did, the line is like this. He said, so I moved to the right, outside my line, to give him my spot so he can pray two rak'ah and leave. He just keep telling me. So I moved to let him pray. Allah, the longest salah ever you can think of. As if he knows the iqamah in like 10 minutes. And guess what? He purposely did not finish until the iqamah was made and my friend was kicked out and he has to go all the way out. And actually, he said, Salaamu Alaikum Salaam with the iqamah made. Then he said, I looked at him. Yani, this is my spot. Let me go back to it. He's like, he looked to the other direction. He said, Wallahi, Shaykh Waleed, I didn't know in my salah, should I make dua against him? How Allah would accept you, yani, this kind of action? Al-Muslimin عندهم fisam nakid. Al-Muslimin, they live in double standard, double life. He thinks he's doing good by doing that, while he's just made something so evil and hurt someone. They have double standard. We think that our relationship with Allah is the only thing we care about. But you, who cares about you? And I can tell you, if you don't care about Allah's creation, you don't care about Allah as well. If you don't treat the servants of Allah well, you're not treating Allah well. Because this is our servant. It's like, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah is the best example. You treat my son, my wife bad, and you treat me good. You treat my family bad, and you think you treat me good? You can't do that. You don't treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creation and servants and righteous people bad, and you think you deal with Allah in a good manner. No, it doesn't work this way. This hadith, also one of the wisdom of this hadith, that you don't move someone from his place, is to make people humble and down to earth. And that make people love one another. When you are down to earth, people love you. One of the thing about this hadith, one of the fawaid of the hadith, that people are equal when it comes to the permissible things. Whoever got there first deserve it. Yani, nothing in society should make you advance over me in things which is public for all public. You know what? This water for everybody. Who said that you go there and you reserve this and I can't, you know? And you have this right and you can go back to this. If it's a public open area, it's open area for everybody. And if I come here first, that became my space. If I go to the park and I sit on the stable, you can't remove me from my space. And if you take it away from me, that's ghasb, that's haram, that's not allowed. And An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala said, this hadith shows you it is forbidden, muharram, is to move someone from his spot after he or she sat on it. Tayyib. And Ash-Shafi'iyyah, our scholars, because they know is Shafi'i, said, made an exception. If it is a place known culturally that this is your spot. No, he said, like, say, an old man, he always comes and sit over there and read Quran, and this is his spot. Everybody knows that. That's my spot. He said, somebody like that, he has more right over that space. He said, some of our Shafi'i scholars said that. طيب. But he mentioned something very interesting. قال النووي رحمه الله وفي معناه من سبق إلى موضع من الشوارع ومقاعد الأسواق. النووي رحمه الله said, this hadith also apply to the people who sell in the street. It's a public place. It's not something organized. Not like this is a private area. I come and I tell you sit here, you sit here, you sit there. You're a vendor. Go to the mall. Vendor, you appear here. But a public place, like some of these marketplace, like open spot. Everybody comes and park his car or put his flea market. You know, everybody come and just take whatever spot you want. You know, in some countries we have that. Cars on the streets and, you know, in some places they just, you know, bayaeen, bus stop. They just put their stuff on the floor and they start selling. So you can't come and say, hey, this is my spot, move. Now, if it's open place for everybody. Some ulama said it's not forbidden, it's just highly dislike. And I do believe it is highly dislike. Muslim has a narration, which is also one of the fa'id of the hadith. In Sahih Muslim, in Hadith Abu Hurairah, he said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ فَهُوَ أَحَقُّ بِهِ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you leave your spot, then you come back right away to it, you have more rights over that spot. So if you find someone in that spot, you can remove that person. He said, that's my spot. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked about this hadith. قَالَ مَا سَمِعْتُ بِهِ. I never heard of this hadith before. How come Malik never heard of Sahih Muslim? Did the Imam Malik know about Sahih Muslim? No, because Malik before Muslim. Rahimahullah. Imam Malik before Sahih Muslim was made. So Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he never heard of this narration in general. But it is good. إِذَا كَانَتْ أَوْبَتُهُ قَرِيبًا. If he returned right away. Not like a day when the hours and hours. No, he goes to do something, come back to it. So this hadith applied. قال القاضي عياض اختلف العلماء فيما اعتاد بموضع من المسجد للتدريس والفتوى فحكي عن مالك أنه أحق به إذا عرف به. If there is a certain circle, let's say for tajweed, for class, like we sit here every time. But one brother want to read Quran and he comes to here in the middle of this gathering. Want to read Quran. We tell him, ya akhi, move, go read Quran on the side. Because it's a culture and customly we have this halqa every Tuesday or every Wednesday. إيش معنى ولكن تفسحوا وتوسعوا. Spread out and make a space. It says, يعني someone will tell the people, make a space. قيل واحد من القوم يقول لهم تفسحوا. Someone will tell the people, make a space. So النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if someone comes and he couldn't find a spot, one of the people should tell the... Why someone should say it? Because people sometimes don't pay attention. It's not like I purposely don't want to make a space for you. I'm not really paying attention. So someone should remind the gathering and said, hey, please make a space for the brother. Can anybody tell me a scenario that we are very familiar with in America here? A scenario that we're very familiar with it in the United States, where someone will say to the gathering, hey, brothers, please make a space. In Jumu'ah Salah. You remember in the old masjid, how many times we say, brothers, there's people outside, please make a space for everyone. That's what it means. ولكن تفسحوا يعني وليقل أحدكم للناس تفسحوا. So some of the ulama said this hadith means someone will tell to the people, hey, make a space for the rest. طيب. Some said, no, it is the person himself. So it's not someone to stand up and say that. No, the person himself. I came and I couldn't find a spot. I should not move someone, but what I should say, تفسحوا. I said to the people, please make a space for us or for me. So either someone or you yourself who couldn't find the place, a spot to say it. That's why the sunnah is to say that to people or someone to say that to the gathering or the Khatib al-Jumu'ah, for example, on Friday, or someone stand up and say to the people that if he's in charge, and to have a permission from the Imam to do so. Tayyib's question. If we read the verse in the Quran, the Surah Al-Mujadila, I thought someone would ask me this question. Since you didn't, I'll bring it as fa'il.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا.
If you've been told, make a space and spread out, you should do so. And if you were told inshuzu, what inshuzu means? No. Nashes. When you say imra'atun nashes, left. That's right. So inshuzu, it means move, get out, stand up, leave. We just said, the hadith said, do not make someone leave his spot. And the Quran said, and if you've been told, leave, you should leave. Move, you should be moving. You should move. Is there a contradiction between the verse and the hadith? No. Al-Ulama, rahimahumullah, said no. They said, this ayah, this verse, actually was revealed in relation to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically. Why? Because people used to gather around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they will not leave. They will be sitting all the time. So, imagine Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mawjood, yani. Would you leave? No, you will be always in his space. The space is limited. So the Sahaba are always there. So a lot of people come, they couldn't find a spot for themselves. So they never get a chance to sit with the Prophet. So the verse said, make a space. If there is no space, move out, leave. So you can make a space for other people to come. So the ulama rahimahullah said, this verse is only related to the Prophet case. So the whole Ummah and the Sahaba will find the opportunity to meet the Prophet and to sit with the Prophet. Is that clear? So that's one understanding. Another opinion, which is Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah said, this verse actually, وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا يَعْنِي اِذْهَبُوا لِلْقِتَالِ. If you've been said to you, make a space, so you listen to the speech. And if you've been, so you sit to learn. And if you've been told you, now you leave to fight. You leave to join the army. You should leave and join the army as well. So that's what Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah said. And, فَفْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Make a space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make a space for you. One of the meaning that I did not mention, which is, if you try to make a space, Allah will make it spacious. قالوا معنى يفسح الله لك يعني الله يجعل بركة في المكان. Allah will make a blessing in this gathering that you will be able to accommodate. We have a say back where I raised. يقول حنا إيش الضيق في القبر ما هو في الحياة. Then the tightness is in grave. The old people say that. There is no tight. Yani, in another word, you know, it's okay to be squeezed a little bit to accommodate your friend. Don't say it's too tight. The only tightness will be in the grave. But I don't like using this term because inshallah our grave will never be tight. But even though, kullu ahad, every single person, his grave and her grave will be tight, tighten up in the beginning, then it will release. إِنَّ لِلْقَبْرِ لَضَمَّهُ لَوْ نَجَى مِنْهَا أَحَدْ لَنَجَى مِنْهَا سَعْدُ بْنُ عَادِ يَقُلْ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Al-Qabr squeeze everyone. If would have anybody saved from that squeeze, it would have been Sa'd ibn Mu'ad. Sayyid al-Ansar. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he buried his own son and his daughter, he stepped back and he said, La ilaha illallah. Inna lil qabri la dhamma. That the grave just squeezed that body, even a child. So the grave had that tightness, that squeeze, that nobody will be safe from it. But the mu'min, immediately it will be released after that. And it will be spacious. Maybe when they said "dhiq fil qabr," maybe they meant that few minutes or second, whatever it is. كان الرجل يقول لابن عمر يقوم لابن عمر فما يجلس فيه. سالم said that Ibn Umar, sometimes people stand up to make him sit in their place, and Ibn Umar will not sit there. He will leave it and he will sit somewhere else. And this is, it's a lot, but Ibn Umar used to do that, so it will not be a habit of the people. We end here, but I want to ask you one quick question, since we talked about the verses of the Qadi. Anybody knows the rest of the verse? فَانْشُزُوا. What's after that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ تَفَسَّحُوا فِي الْمَجَالِسِ فَافْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَإِذَا قِيلَ انْشُزُوا فَانْشُزُوا يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ.
Allah said after this verse, the end of the verse, Allah will raise the level of the people of knowledge. He will raise their levels in Jannah. What's the relationship between raising the level of Jannah for the people of knowledge and the concept of making a space for people when they come to sit? Why these two together? Yeah. Gathering of knowledge is very crowded. So the issue of making a space is needed in the gathering of knowledge. So the Quran saying, the people of knowledge should be the one who possess this adab, possess this proper manner and etiquette. And when you possess this proper manner and etiquette, Allah will raise your level in Jannah. Because sometimes we think what will raise our level in Jannah is the theoretical knowledge, is the information, is how many verses that we memorize, how many this we know, how many hadith that we read. But the Quran wants to tell the people of knowledge that knowledge is not the only thing it will raise your level in Jannah in the dunya. Also, the proper manners will raise your level in Jannah as well. To make sure that adab and knowledge never get separated from each other. And I think it will be a proper adab for me to make iqamat salah. Inshallah, next week, inshallah, we'll continue the next hadith. Assalamu alaikum.